Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday. Read and record the write-up for this month's focus. As you listen to the recording, look to see how you would like to work with the process focus this month. Jot that down. Example, I want to explore why I've resigned myself to being a passive participant in my life around situations I don't want to deal with. I find myself unwilling to address through communication something that is clearly mine to address. All right, here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Catherine from St. Louis.
Hey, Catherine. What are you saying?
I want a vividly alive life, and I want it every possible moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I am seeing what was key for me and stood out for me in the focus was that participation is being present to presence, and that I, thanks to awareness practice, I do know how to do that. And mm-hmm. although ego tells me I don't all the time, but
of course,
yeah. And so
it's his job.
It's what it does.
It's what it does. Yes.
So I'm seeing a lot of habits, behaviors that stop that. And so, fantasizing is one, reading the news, although I don't do that much anymore, but that has been one, reading novels, to escape, not because I particularly dying to read that particular novel or anything, but, so I'm seeing, and at the same
watching
movies. Yes, absolutely. Whatever, just those, those habits. And at the same time, there is a wanting that I believe is coming from the heart to participate from a place of center and compassion and love in the anti-racism movement that's taking place now, that's energized. So that's what I want. And
go ahead, finish. Okay.
No, just I'm looking.
I'm excited.
Me too. And it's I'm just looking at what. Looking at all that, and is there what's arising in this moment in aid of all of that? And calling in was what arose in this moment, so I called in.
Very good. Very good. Yes. Yes, because there's no inherent problem with any of those things that you mentioned.
Right.
Right. It's just that when you engage in those, ego is able to step in because we've all got eons of habit in this regard. Ego steps in to take attention away from awareness and put it on content.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So I project that what you're saying is you want to be present to presence in every moment of your life, whatever you're participating in.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And so I just reflect that back because to me that's the critical distinction. Because it's easy for ego to take us spiritual types and toss us into, okay, you need to get rid of everything around you and turn this into as much of a cell or a cave as you possibly can.
Right.
And then never enjoy anything.
Mm-hmm.
right? That mm-hmm. will make you the correct spiritual person. But of course it won't, because life is inherently enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
When we're present, we enjoy, and it has nothing to do with content. So that promise that ego makes, that if you do this other thing, you will have something that is not available to you in this moment, you know that's a lie. You've proved that to yourself countless times. And so what that has you then focused on is exactly what you want, present to presence.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a short way of saying out of the conversation in your head.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really helpful, because I was looking at, okay, so do I want to give up reading novels?
Right.
I don't know about that yet. You know, right. I don't.
And Catherine, no. you mm-hmm. you just did something really interesting to me anyway. It was, should I give up reading novels? Okay? Because
right.
if you enjoy reading, then all you're going to do is bring conscious awareness to what you're reading.
Ah, okay. I don't think I've ever been able to do that, but that's possible.
Of course it is.
Okay.
But that's where you are now. So you haven't been able to do it previously because you weren't here previously.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're here. And mm-hmm. this is what's available to you now. So you want to participate in ending racism in this country. So how might your reading inform you or assist you in that wish?
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah, well, you know, what comes up is, well, then just reading books and information that will help me with that will keep me and help
possibly.
Me informed and support that. Yeah.
Possibly, and, yes. To keep you inspired and informed. Yes,
yes,
exactly. And who knows where that'll lead? I'm not saying, you know, this is the secret to a happy life of enlightenment. It's just that what ego wants to do always is separate. And so it would take all of those things and try to separate them out, so it can get you in individual conversations about each one of those pieces of content, movies,
mm-hmm.
reading, right,
mm-hmm.
the news, whatever it is. But this is what's occurring to you now. This is where you are now. So
mm-hmm.
how does that all actually come together? And life will inform you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm so glad I called in. This is so
Me
helpful. I will listen over
idea.
And over. Yeah.
Good. Very good. All right.
Okay.
Stay in touch.
Thank you.
Thanks,
okay.
Catherine.
Well, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Catherine. There was so much in that conversation, Cherry, but the thing that struck me most is how confused we get because we allow ourselves to be confused by training around something so that we can
mm-hmm.
observe how we're controlled and made to suffer around it. For example, I don't watch TV for a week because I'm interested in finding out how I'm controlled around watching TV versus being
exactly.
able to use everything in our lives in that way to see how we cause ourselves to suffer, which is another way
mm-hmm.
we as awareness practitioners inhabit the world. And the other aspect of what Catherine and you were talking about, that being present to presence is a process. It's not actually content-driven. And so
yeah.
what we can train in is how we are that way while reading the novel, rather than giving up the novel
yes.
as a way to make sure that we're present to presence, right?
Yes, precisely. Because what could very well happen, which is why ego doesn't want us to go in this direction, is I might be reading along and realize, you know, I actually don't enjoy reading novels.
Mm-hmm. They don't like it,
yeah.
like the places it takes me to, right?
That's right. I don't want to feel that way. It's just jerking me around emotionally. Okay,
mm-hmm.
well, that would be really good information to have. Or I really enjoy novels that that speak to things that I'm interested in, because I see something new about myself. You know, it can go in a thousand directions if we're mm-hmm. present.
Mm-hmm. Right, and that's what the whole refocus on participation is. It's your life. Participate
yes.
in it. You
yes.
know what interests you.
Yeah.
What is yours to do? It's all available
yeah.
there if we get out of yeah. the conversation. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. What's life bringing right now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Yeah. This is Brad in Maryland.
Well, hello, Brad. What are you seeing?
Well, I'm seeing that there has been a real pull to get me to try to quit practice entirely. That I hear the conversation that that it doesn't mean as much to me anymore because I can't stay present because karma is still committed, and. Of course, ego's line that, you know, if you're still dealing with karma and if you're still battling with karma, then obviously you're not.
You should just turn your life over to karma.
Yeah, but then on the other side, and I hope this isn't looking at it from a dualistic perspective, is the fact that I'm like, well, what else would I be doing that's helpful to me if not this?
That's exactly right. And Brad.
Yes.
Brad. How long has it taken you with a very sincere practice to see unfolding the subtlety of how ego controls human beings in that particular way? That subtle, you know, this just isn't working for me. You know, I just don't enjoy. I mean, how many people have quit jobs, quit relationships, left marriages, deserted their children? Because, you know, I'm just not really enjoying this anymore. Whoever said content, oh, ego, okay, I got that one, that content is supposed to provide endless enjoyment for us?
Well, not only that, my experience is that I begin to feel better and better when I practice, so therefore the pull towards karma can become even greater. I have what I call karma dumps. That is where I'll feel good for 1 to 2 weeks, and then it will just try to, you know, knock my feet out from under me. So
that's exactly right. And you know what? You know what that makes you? Normal.
Okay.
And so I'm going to suggest something to you that I'll bet you anything, if you watch it, that mm-hmm. cycle is going to change. And here's how it's going to change. It's going to get shorter. And you're going to realize subtleties in it that the system hasn't let you recognize. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that is absolutely how it works. Okay. We are, I hear that family right there. We are wildly enthusiastic, and then we get sort of neutral, and then we're down. And then the enthusiasm builds up, and we're right here, present to presence, right? Everything is good. This is great. All right, I can see this. I can see that. And then it flattens out, and it goes downhill. Does
yes.
that sound right?
Very much so.
Yeah, very much so. Okay.
You read the same book. Yes.
That's exactly right. So that can happen to people. It's much like depression, actually, the way people experience depression. And so people can be in those cycles for a day, one each, a few days, one each, as you say, a couple of weeks, months, and for some poor souls, years. Okay? So to recognize that is an absolutely normal, regular, yeah, that's how it works, that's what happens to human beings, cycle, we can stop taking it personally, number one, and we can become interested in the cycle itself, in the process itself, which is what I'm going to suggest will shorten that for you. because you're going to start seeing subtleties of the fading, the waxing and the waning.
I have the experience of just feeling blissful. I'm so much more present when I am present now. When the karma is not being played out, I just feel great. There's no particular reason other than the fact that I'm here. So when karma tricks me, it's like, well, you know, then why did you fall for it? And
now anyway. You get to say, Brad, because that's how it is.
Yes.
That's so, because that's how. Why? I love the moon. I love the moon. Why isn't it always full?
Right.
I hate that about life.
I think you wrote in one of your books that if everything was the same way all the time, life would be very boring. And there is no further agreement on my behalf. So I'm right there with you.
Yes, exactly. And so apply that realization, that awareness, to this particular subject. And now this is, of course, the perfect time for the what do you call it? The process map.
Yes.
Right? So you begin to really track the subtleties of what's going on with you, how the voices are, mm-hmm. what they're saying, right? And your energy. Watch how they suck the energy out, and then once it's all sucked out, how they begin to build it up again, and then how great you feel when you're just here, and then away you go again.
Right. So, anyway, my commitment for this month is obviously continued participation here. And,
there you go.
And that's where
life.
It needs to be. Yes, correct. Yes. And with Sangha. So.
Yes.
All right.
Very good.
Thank you
right.
so much.
Thank you, Brad.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Brad. It's so helpful to see how the ego belief of how life should be in order for me to be a part of it is one of the ways in which we're not allowed to participate.
Yes. Yeah. Boy, and that would be written in big letters. We are not allowed to participate to the point where when it's carried out to its extreme, people kill themselves.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Yeah, the karma is something. It's something that we looked at some time ago, right, Cherry, that everything is karma. So it's not that mm-hmm. I just have karma to transcend. I have karma that assists me to transcend.
Right.
That karma that assists me to be on the path, right?
Yeah, so, I'm born of karma, I'm heir to karma.
Heir to karma. And that ability to realize that it's not bad to have karma. I was just listening to something where someone says, it's a funny dynamic with a leprechaun, who's supposed to give only good luck, and the leprechaun gives bad luck too, because without bad luck, how do people learn? Right? That luck has to be...
How do you know what good luck is?
Exactly. That luck has to be... That luck is neutral, right? Uh-huh. In some sense of the word, it's the same thing that we were looking at with Patty yesterday. Life simply is.
Mm-hmm. And we interpret it, right?
Right.
We interpret it either from presence or from ego.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow, that's good.
And perhaps the hardest lesson is that we accept life for what it is rather than how we want it to be. I mean, that is the end mm-hmm. of suffering.
Yes, which takes us back to is the universe a friendly place?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If it is, then all there is actually no such thing as bad luck.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm just lucky to have luck.
Yes. All right. Okay. So here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hey, this is Dan.
Hello? It's Dan?
Yes. Hi, this is Dan.
Oh. Hi, Dan.
Hey.
What are you seeing?
I'm seeing a couple things. So with participation and when and how I do and don't participate, at first I thought, well, I get talked out of participating because I'm told, you know, I don't know how to do it right, so there's no point in starting. But then I realized that even that isn't really what's going on.
Mm-hmm. But good to see, because what a life-stopping message that is. So good to put that one on the shelf.
Yeah, and then and what I saw was behind that, though, is because what I realized is that there are, I can point to lots of times in my life when I got interested in participating in something, and so the way to do it was obviously, even though I had no idea how, was to observe and pay attention and learn how, you know, ask questions and mm-hmm. read up, and, you know, mm-hmm. and so in a way, that story often does not stop me. So then my question is, well, why does it sometimes and not others? Like, why? Mm-hmm. When do I fall for that, and when don't I?
Mm-hmm. And are you seeing anything, or that's just your pursuit right now?
I'm just now on the call as I was listening to everybody. What I'm sort of seeing is that I tend to, when I fall for it, there's some self-hate behind it. It tends to be not just, well, you don't know how to do that, so you know you're going to do it wrong, so don't even bother. But also, you know, and you should have already been doing that. Like, why haven't you been doing that all this time? Or you used to do that and you stopped, and now look at what's happened. Yeah. And it can be.
Dan,
you know,
you're just the wrong person. Let's pick a direction. You're just the wrong person.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So once that's there, then it kind of, you know, then the stuff like, and you don't know how to do it anyway, so you'll just screw it up. And it's not even articulated in those words, but there's just this sort of sense of I was already defeated. So then there's just this process of defeated.
Yeah. And so I'm curious about this, and maybe you know already, or you can watch and see. Does that, the self-hate aspect of it, the real stop you in your tracks aspect, happen when it's something that is threatening to ego, more threatening to ego than something that might be more supportive of ego?
That's a good question. I'm going to go with that question because I'm not sure how to answer it.
Okay, good. And as we were just saying with Brad, that could be a great process map subject.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, good. Well, let me know.
I sure will. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Dan. It's such a common voice, right, for all of us, Sherry. You should have known how to do this. You might as well not do it because you don't know how, and you're not going to do it anyway. So there's no chance to learn at all. Learning is not an aspect of the world of ego at all.
Well, and most of us got that message early on in education.
Right.
You know, the right people already know.
Yeah.
We're not sure how they know, but the right people, well, they're usually standing up in front of the room. And they know, and there's basically something wrong with us that we don't already know.
Right.
And that thrill of learning just, it's siphoned off.
And the corollary, the thrill of participating, right? We don't do it because
exactly.
We want to be successful. We just want to play, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Jessica from Oregon.
Hello, Jessica.
Hi.
How are you seeing?
I am looking at how I participate sort of in being this unique form and how I'm allowed to express myself and inhabit this person.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of more specifically, like what I say and it sounds so vague.
Well, can I tell you what interests me about it already?
Yeah.
Is the relationship between, there are times when it sounds like you are stepped back and watching her.
Yes.
And then when you identify with some, so there's the watching how that human being is controlled, let's just go with that, watching how that human being is controlled, and then becoming her and needing to decide, now what do I say, what is it okay to say and what is it not, and how should I be in that?
Yeah.
And those are two very different perspectives, right?
Mm-hmm. So standing back, watching how she's being controlled versus needing to become and decide what is she going to say.
Well, I wouldn't even okay. use needing or decide. I would just say identified with the ego and mm-hmm. and being in relationship with ego. So one, mm-hmm. we could say disidentified, just watching how that's happening to a human being. It wasn't mm-hmm. even how it's happening to Jessica. It mm-hmm. was just to a human being, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which
right.
gives us an extra step back, right? That mm-hmm. not even taking that personally, and then becoming, in quotes, becoming her, identifying with that conditioned, controlled human being, and from that position, trying to figure out how to be and what to do.
Mm. Mm.
It's quite huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're pointing to how maybe I get into that process of getting identified and trying to decide,
right.
letting ego decide.
That's
so
right.
from the stepped back position, watching what happens.
Well, of course, you're gonna do that, and you're gonna tell us.
Yeah, that was kind of rhetorical.
Yeah, exactly. And that's gonna be the really interesting part,
mm-hmm.
right? Because it's gonna position you in so many places. So there's watching this human being in that particular form who's called Jessica and does
uh-huh.
whatever, right? And then you can look around at all these other human forms, and you
mm-hmm.
can get a sense that they are the same thing is happening with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now we're getting a sense of this is a universal process. So
right.
you have billions of people with billions of different subtle permutations of egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate all doing whatever it is that they're doing. What the heck? Okay, and then watching how somebody identifies, goes, is outside that system, not really, but it seems that way, is outside
mm-hmm.
that system, and then gets pulled into it, then believes the whole thing. Now, what's right? What's wrong? How do I need to be? What's going to be the result of this? What's going to happen to me? What if I do the right thing? What if I do the wrong thing?
Mm. Yeah.
And then you're
mm-hmm.
out of it again, and you're realizing, good Lord, that is craziness. That's an asylum. And it's got a lot of inmates. And then back in it again, believing the whole thing.
Right. Okay, so you just kind of knocked me out of that whole identification, because I think even when I was choosing the topic, I was in that identification of like, okay, how does she need to be, and what is it?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now
and
I know what I need to do.
Now I project you're going to get to watch, you're going to get to participate watching that process.
Mm-hmm. Instead of being
right?
in it.
Instead of, okay, what do I choose that's really going to help her be how she should be?
Mm-hmm.
Which happens to us a lot.
Right.
What am I going to focus on to make her be the person that she really should be? How do I help her?
Mm.
Yeah? Did I lose
yeah.
you on that one?
Maybe. Sorry, can you say it again? I'll have to re-listen
to. I think, yeah, if you listen to it again, it'll be a lot, you know, it'll be a lot clearer.
Okay.
But very often with something like this, even though we're doing awareness practice, there's an element of self-improvement that slips into to our orientation. We just
yes,
identify
always.
With that, yeah, with that subtle, okay, but really, I'm not the right person. So,
right, right.
Rather
okay.
than watching that whole process, why? Wait a minute. Why do I believe for a second that there's anything wrong with her? What if she doesn't need to be improved?
Right.
What if, however, she is exactly perfect? Oh, God, where does that leave us?
Right. Okay, and this helps, too, in the context of sort of the content that it makes a lot of sense in the context of the content that I was looking at, too, which is sort of like being, I was looking at it in the context of like being a counselor and like, okay, how do I, you know, present myself? Or da, 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 da. But so that makes a lot more sense. Like, there's nothing wrong. Why? Where does that assumption right. even come from? That anything about
what
I
want the people you're counseling to know.
I know. I just wrote it down on a piece of paper yesterday. I was like, mission statement. There is nothing wrong with you. But I'm still working on that.
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, it's a classic. We teach what we need to learn. Right? Those kinds of things don't become old saws for no reason. There's infinite truth and wisdom in that.
Yeah.
All right.
It's
well,
part of my practice.
You.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Go
okay.
happy.
Go happy.
Bye-bye.
I will. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jessica. And Sherry, that brings us to the end of the show. It looks like we're off and running on another focus. And our assignment for today is, for the next 24 hours, get as comprehensive a picture as you can of what you hear in your head about the focus you've chosen. As you go about your day, keep your focus in awareness. Notice and jot down what the voices say.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sherry. Go happy. And we'll see each other
happy.
Or talk to everybody on Monday.
Oh, that's right. I always forget it's Friday. Yes. All right. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend.